Hey everybody, this is the first in the Acoustic Riot interview series. Acoustic Riot means acoustic music with an edge. Our first featured guest is our East Bay favorite singer-songwriter, Little Boy Blue. Little Boy Blue mixes classic folk and blues with razor-sharp commentary about the state of our world. He's a wicked harmonica player and guitarist, and sometimes it's like he's channeling the spirit of early Dylan, but he charts a musical territory all his own. He's a politically charged singer-songwriter for our times. Little Boy Blue, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Casey. It's nice of you to say so.
Yeah.
I'll do my best not to disappoint today.
All right.
After all that building me up and stuff.
Okay, sounds fair enough. Well, let's start out by talking a little bit about how you started playing music and how you got to be where you are now.
Well, sure. You know, I got kind of a late start on music because my daddy was a musician. He played the blues, and he also liked the Irish music, which are some of my influences. But he was always trying to get me to play music when I was a little kid, and me and daddy didn't get along so well. So I was like, no, I don't want to play no music, and I was rebellious. So I got a late start. But I started playing the harmonica first because you know, I heard my dad and figured out how to do it. And then I only picked up the guitar later. But, you know, I've been performing for a few years now, and it's fun to finally be getting recognized on the street.
So what about your musical influences? Can you talk about those a little bit? I mean, what's the musical makeup of Little Boy Blue?
Well, I don't know. I've always been kind of rebellious and can't really explain exactly why. You know, it's just the way you are. But, you know, so I listened to a lot of political type folk music when I was growing up, like Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan. And a little later, I heard about Phil Oakes, and he's great too. And then, you know, when I got into high school, I got into the punk rock, and that was when Nirvana was big and Green Day from the East Bay, and you know, and I wanted to be in punk rock bands and stuff, but for whatever reason, I don't know, it just never quite works out, and I never quite got that band together yet. I'm still working on it. So, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, and if you ain't got no band, then you just be a one-man band.
Well, it certainly seems to be working out well, and you're doing a great job. Let's talk a little bit about your album, your new album, which is called The Day That Bush Was Shot in the Head and Other Love Songs.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is a great album, and the title song, The Day That Bush Was Shot in the Head, that's a pretty provocative title.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
I ain't going for, you know, just another record full of love songs with the same names as every other one. You know, how are you ever going to get noticed that way?
Right, so, right. You know, the thing that's really interesting to me about this song is that the title could kind of lead you to believe that it's a different kind of song, you know, maybe a more angry or violent mood.
Like some crazy metal from East Richmond or somewhere.
Right, right.
Or some gangsta hip-hop stuff, but that's not what it is.
Yeah, because when you listen to the lyrics, it's really something different. You know, it's really a song that tells a story of what it might be like if something like that actually came to pass.
Just supposing, you know.
Yeah.
For supposing's sake.
What's the story of how you wrote that song?
I wrote that song on September 12th, 2001, you know, and back in those days, it was quite an emotionally charged time, if you remember. And that was, you know, just watching television and seeing those towers blow up and figuring out what must have happened and stuff like that. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that goes through your mind. And when you're an artist, you know, try and write it down or paint a picture or, you know, make up a melody and do what you need to do to express yourself.
All right, so what if we hear the song that we've been talking about? Do you want to do that one?
All right, let's do it.
All right. So if you want to hear the recorded album version of this song, go to littleboyblue.org on the web. But right now we're going to hear it live in the studio. This is The Day That Bush Was Shot in the Head, Little Boy Blue.
Thank you. The day that Bush was shot in the head, people across the country said, "How could it be done? I wish I was the one. Why couldn't the gun have shot me instead?" People gathered all around, and there could be heard a mournful sound. The pipes were played, and prayers were prayed, as Bush was laid into the ground. Condolences worldwide were sent to grieve the life so cruelly spent, for who could seek a fate so bleak for America's weakling president? The day that Bush was shot in the head, people across the country said, "It's such a shame. We're all to blame. But all the same, thank God he's dead!"
Was Little Boy Blue doing "The Day That Bush Was Shot in the Head," and that was Smokin'. Thanks a lot, Little Boy Blue.
Thank you.
So let's talk some more about your music. So you've got some material that's not on the album, right?
Yeah, well, as I said, I got kind of a late start on things, and, you know, I'm kind of slow about it. Slow and steady, as they say. But every once in a while I get a good idea, and I got my album out, but I got a lot of new songs that have... I've had some new ideas since then, so this is my newest one here, the Patriot Act song.
Cause that'd be too much work, of course. So you drive around in your SUV, take yourself so seriously. And every single time I see you rolling by, it gets to me. Cause you're burning gas, you're waving the flag, and you hate the niggers and fags. Would you rather be an American? Last I heard, pride was a deadly sin. But you say that you're a patriot, I say you're just an idiot. You wanna deport the immigrants if they guilty or innocent. And it sure ain't no coincidence, your bias based on ignorance. But still you don't give them no chance, you tell them all go back to France. And you're on a high horse, sitting on your ass, speeding by and driving too fast. But where did you get all that cash? Money that you saved to buy that gas was made from the sweat off the immigrants' backs. This is the way that patriots act. This is the way that patriots act. cowboy hat. You strutting around so big and fat, you treat women like a sexist. Well, I guess I'm gonna mess with Texas, cause your junior president, George, stole an election, started two wars, sold the next election 4 years more. They meet behind closed cabinet doors, so what's he gonna do for an encore? Give to the rich and rob from the poor, cut taxes for his billionaire friends. After that, cut taxes again, consolidate all the media stations, send satellite spies to every nation, pave the way for the invasion, make the world safe for gentrification, put the rest of us on slave plantations. And to the victor go the spoils, and take the gold and take the oil, and they did it here, they do it to Iraq. This is the way that patriots act. This is the way that patriots act. Just like a rat, and I see your emperor's got no clothes. Should know how the story goes, but I guess you're still in denial. Your Christian rights rank and file, and you're eating fast food, watching Fox News, getting brainwashed with your racist views. Teach English only, prayer at schools. Every little kid's a patriotic tool. You hate abortion and health care, but you don't care about the poor's welfare. When disaster strikes, you avert your eyes, and so you're blind to the corporate lies. And every day that passes by, flood waters start to rise, and every issue's getting worse. More money is filling up your purse, but listen up, you heard it here first. Now the bubble's about to burst, another shoe bomb's gonna drop. The dominoes falling, they don't stop, and so you hide behind the cops. Your phony, flunky photo ops to preserve the myth of unity in the land of opportunity. So long that your skin ain't brown or black, this is the way that patriots act. This is the way that patriots act. You'd say the world is flat if that's what your preacher said. Your Bible's lies fill empty heads, but you say that you're a patriot. I say you're a motherfucking idiot. You deny science, global warming, disposable cultures have been forming, and when W needs is fixed, when cowboys need to get their kicks, then terrorists felt in other lands. Your family don't see your bloody hands, your friends don't know the secret plan. Conquer the world for the cowboys' command. If anyone should rise up, rebel, you make their life a living hell with wiretaps, computer bugs, undercover steals and vigilante thugs on every corner. Police whine, toady politicians all fall in line, and yesterday's all rewind. Take us back to another time when fascist forces ruled the state. World wars were built on hate. Reaction against revolution ended in the final solution. Now the threat of man's extinction's from American weapons of mass destruction. Ain't you got no history? Your mind don't make no sense to me, cause still you don't believe that he's like Hitler in Nazi Germany. If you take away the cowboy hat, pencil and a Hitler mustache, oblivious to all the facts, this is the way that patriots act. This is the way that patriots act.
That was the Patriot Act song by Little Boy Blue. That song's a little more pointed. It's more critical.
Yeah, well, I went into a little more detail, I guess, with this one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been hanging out with those Riot Folk kids. If you've heard the Riot Folk Collective, they all across the country, nationwide, and they're doing the same kind of stuff that I've been doing for a few years now. And I had the good fortune to run into a couple of them, and, you know, we've been kind of rubbing off on each other, I guess you could say. So I think, you know, I guess you'd say my writing's getting a little better.
Absolutely. I love the line now, make the world safe for gentrification. Can you talk a little bit about what you had in mind when you wrote this song and what you were trying to get across?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I got other songs that are, You know, I got a lot of finger pointing songs. I guess that's something that I'm good at, is pointing the finger at other people. But, you know, there is a lot of guilt to be answered for in what's going on these days. And so I got other songs that point directly at, you know, Bush or whoever else. But this song, I was thinking more about all the people, all those, you know, 49% or whatever it is, those Bible Belt folks that think it's a good idea to be going off and bombing other countries for no good reason, and putting people like George Bush in office that can't see through that. So this, you know, was more of a song directed at them, calling them out and saying, you know, they say that they're patriots, but they're all a bunch of idiots, really.
Well, it's a great song, and thanks for doing it for us. So can you talk a little bit more about music's role as social commentary in general? Do you think that's still relevant? Do you think that's still effective?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's art, and there's lots of different kinds of art, and, you know, but most of it expresses, you know, the artist, where he's coming from, where she's coming from, and what they're thinking about what's going on. And, you know, even a pop song could have some subtle social commentary in it. But I'm trying to go a little more of the direct route and be less subtle. And, you know, maybe as I get to be a better songwriter, maybe I can do more of that. But
Well, sounds like you're pretty much there right now.
Well, thank you. But I think anybody who listens to what I'm singing can figure out what I'm talking about.
All right, so you've got one more song for us?
Well, I was thinking of playing another new song that I got written in the last few months, and you know, it's a rewrite. A lot of us folk singers, you know, when you can't think of a good melody, you just steal an old one. So this is what I did for this song.
All right, well, we'll finish up with that. And I just want to say thanks for coming in, Little Boy Blue.
Thanks, Casey, for having me.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure. So you're listening to Acoustic Riot, and this is Little Boy Blue.
Trade in all the world, begging is the best. For when a beggar's tired, he can sit him down and rest. To the begging I will go, to the begging I will go. I've a pocket for me oatmeal and another for me song. And if you might find fault with me, I swear it's not my fault. To the begging I will go, to the begging I will go. I've a pocket for me sugar and another for me spice. If you lend to me your bed tonight, then you can have me twice. To the begging I will go, to the begging I will go. I've a bottle for me whiskey and another for me beer. If the pigs are looking for me, then you didn't see me here. To the booze and I will go, to the begging I will go. Or a drink and I'll play you a tune. After dark then I'll be dancing out at the moon. To the buskin' I will go, to the begging I will go. You may say land is yours to own, well I say that it's not. And you can tell your landlord, I said you could squat the rot. To the squatting I will go, to the begging I will go. You say I'm lazy, strange, and so the truth to you I'll tell. I'll never bow to another man when begging pays so well. To the spade and I will go, to the begging I will go. And sometimes you don't treat me kind, you say that I'm insane. Well, fuck you then, I'm out of here and hopping on a train. To the traveling I will go, to the begging I will go. Well, just look at me. I just get out of bed in time for food, not bombs at three. To the begging I will go, to the begging I will go. And begging was once good a trade, and it is still, I know. I hear the whistle blowing now, it's time for me.